Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, used to be made up of mostly Irish and Italian immigrants. But now, as WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports, the majority of parishioners are Chinese and Latino.
On Wednesday evening, close to 50 people are attending Spanish Mass in the church's side chapel. The crowd is bigger than some churches can attract on a regular Sunday. Pedro Dumeng does the readings, ushers, and knows many of the congregants by name. The 75-year-old was eager to talk about the selection of the first non-European pope.
We are very happy because we are no longer orphans, and we're happy to have a pope that's Hispanic, an Argentinian that's going to represent the Latino community. It's a blessing for us.
Dumeng sees the new pope as humble and hopes this will inspire those who have left the church to return. Ana Leon from Guatemala is also hoping for a new beginning for the church. Shedding the scandals of the past several years is important to her.
We are renewing our faith, and there's hope that we can get out from under all these problems we've been living. But it's a hope. Like I told a friend today, we have a new leader that's going to fight for us and lead us forward in our Catholic faith.
Father Joseph Tizio, a 64-year-old of Italian descent, is the pastor of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Tizio says the main basilica, which is large, fills up during Spanish services on Sunday morning.
Lately, we've even had people standing for the Mass, which is really good.
Tizio says his congregation is mostly foreign-born, and one of their biggest issues is being undocumented.
If you ask some of our Hispanic parishioners, what do? It's either construcción or restaurante. And we've had some times where they've been abused or not paid, and they're undocumented, so they're going to go to court. That health care gets affected because they have no medical benefits, they have nothing.
The church runs an immigration clinic to help with some of these problems. The immigrant community in Sunset Park keeps growing, and so does the church's congregation. But at the same time, the number of priests keeps shrinking. At one time, Our Lady of Perpetual Help had more than 30 priests. Today, it has 11, and 9 of them are in their 70s and 80s. Tizio believes that eventually women will be given a larger role in the church, although no time soon.
The question the church has to face is, how do we continue the ministry? And how do we continue Eucharist, especially, which is the center of our faith? How do we continue all that with fewer and fewer priests?
Father Peter Gao says Mass for the church's Chinese community. At 44 years old, he's the youngest priest at Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Father Gao is from Vietnam, where he says having a priest in the family is still considered an honor. Although Gao says he loves New York City's diversity and freedom, he doesn't believe the church should change its moral teachings to attract new congregants.
We need to have, some tradition. If everyone have the freedom, everyone the same, you can do abortion, you can get a gay marriage, same-sex marriage, something like that. That is, for me, I don't think so.
Gao says the Chinese community is growing rapidly, in part because the church gives them all a place to gather and build a sense of community. He says last year he baptized 39 new adult Chinese converts, and this year he expects to baptize another 30. The Vietnamese community is also growing. He says Mass for them once a week, too.
40, 50 people come, but after that, we have the party, we play soccer, we play volleyball, we play ping pong, badminton.
Each week at Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Mass is said in four languages: English, Spanish, Chinese, and Vietnamese. But several times a year, these diverse congregations all come together for a quadrilingual service where they all share their common Catholic faith. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.
At the Church of St. Francis Xavier on West 16th Street in Chelsea in Manhattan, all the Masses are in English. WNYC's Bridget Bergen visited this Jesuit parish with a reputation for being left of center.
The Church of St. Francis Xavier recently got a $13 million renovation, including a new Opus 700 Paragallo pipe organ. But the pastor, Father Joe Costantino, asked the organist to stop playing so he can do an interview.
How are you?
Good, good.
This is you.
I have to be interviewed for a few minutes, maybe like 2 minutes.
Of course.
He's a slight man with silver hair and gray blue eyes. On this afternoon, he's not wearing the traditional black with collar, but a blue button-down shirt, tweed jacket, and tie. We're standing on the altar. Overhead is a mural of angels carrying St. Francis Xavier up to heaven. To the side are Tiffany stained glass windows. Costantino says people come to the church for its beauty, but also for the Jesuit tradition, which is known for being open to new ideas and arguments about them.
As I often tell people, you have a true Jesuit, you'll get three opinions. So Jesuits come in all shapes, sizes, theological perspectives.
And Xavier, the church's nickname, is open to a range of ministries. There's a food pantry and youth group, meetings for gay and lesbian Catholics, and a Zen meditation group. There's also a more active role for women.
Here. Come in 1 second.
Back in the rectory office, Costantino introduces me to Luz Marina Diaz.
I am the director of the religious education program in the Church of St. Francis Xavier.
Diaz came to New York from Venezuela to be a professional dancer, but found a vocation in the church. She has a master's and PhD in religious education from Fordham University. At Xavier, she's more than an administrator. She'll be preaching at the church's Good Friday service in 2 weeks. She'd like to do that more often, and that's where Rome comes in.
As a woman, I would like to have a pope that accepts the women to be priests.
But some people are less concerned with what the pope says.
I feel that I don't have to pay attention to Rome. I know in my heart what's right.
Tom Berry has been a parishioner for 3 years. He searched for a long time to find a church that suited him. Then he found Xavier.
This is the first parish I found that really addressed my needs. I actually come from New Jersey to go to Mass here.
Barry grew up going to Catholic school, began playing the organ at his childhood parish in the 5th grade, and has been playing ever since. He came here this afternoon to practice for Easter Sunday. Even as a gay man, in a church that says homosexuality is a sin, Barry says his faith has been a source of strength, but he knows lots of lapsed Catholics.
Most people I know. I even know a priest in the Boston Archdiocese who quit because he said, I can't take it anymore.
The it, Barry says, is a list of teachings that say people like him are sinners, contraception is wrong, and women can never be priests. That's not the core message at Xavier, Barry says, and that's why he comes here. Still, that can cause controversy. New York Archbishop Cardinal Timothy Dolan ended a long-standing tradition by asking the church's gay and lesbian groups not to carry the church's banner when marching in the annual Gay Pride Parade. The groups no longer carry the church's banner, but they still march. And as other churches struggle to fill their pews, Xavier's congregation grew by almost 50% in the last 5 years. Some come from far away to attend services, including Nancy Pelosi when she's in town visiting her daughter. Father Costantino says the church will be packed on Easter Sunday. They'll put out extra chairs, but expect it to be standing room only. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.